So over the last few weeks, we've been exploring together how we can grow as a family, how we can sustain ourselves as a community, how we can reach out to those that we love and care for, our neighbors, how we can grow as disciples, as followers of Jesus, walking in his way, learning to be with him, to become like him and to do the things that he did. And also to grow in our worship, which, of course, is happening from our home more than ever. This week, we're going to be thinking about how we can sustain ourselves together as a family. And Kate is going to be leading us in some thoughts about that. But we're going to lead into that time of reflection by reading together a psalm. The Psalms are the Bible's prayer book. And many of us have started using Lectio 365 prayer app. And often in that, you'll find that there's a psalm that is part of that little meditation. And I really encourage you, if you haven't already done it, to download the app and to start using it. We're going to use it, in fact, this week from Thursday onwards as a little group together if you want to join us for that. So please do download that. It's great. But in this psalm that we're going to read together, Psalm 116, it's all about God listening. It's about us opening up our world to him and sharing our lives with him in the expectation and the hope that he is there listening and watching and anticipating our words. So join with me as I read together Psalm 116, verses 1 to 7. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Fantastic words. And now Kate's going to share a reflection together.
Good morning. My name's Kate, and my responsibility as one of the associate vicars here at St Mary's is for overseeing pastoral care. This morning, as we focus on how we can sustain our community in this time of separation, I want to focus on listening, to consider how God listens to us, and to think about how we might listen more effectively to those around us. I want to start by remembering that even when it may feel as if no one is listening to us, God is. In Psalm 116, that we've heard this morning, the writer describes the anguish, fear, and sorrow that he felt before calling out very simply to God, O Lord, save me. But he discovered that God turned his ear to me. He heard my cry for mercy. And when I was in great need, he saved me. That experience of being heard grew his confidence in God and resulted in a determination to call on him as long as I live. And it's this understanding of God's goodness, his graciousness, his compassion, that allows the psalmist to say, be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. And it all starts from the point of being heard. God listens to us because he cares for us and about us. When we pray, we're talking to one who made us for relationship with himself. We're getting to know him better. And if we make the the space, we're entering a conversation with the teacher, the parent, the lover, who enables us to become who we are made to be. I think that our prayers might be like the very best conversations we can have with others. Those conversations that leave us feeling that we've been heard, understood, valued, and encouraged. And I hope that our experience of prayer is that and more. But I have sometimes spent time with people or in meetings that left me feeling the complete opposite. I've come away feeling belittled, unimportant, unheard, and even discouraged. Some conversations are better than others, aren't they? Social distancing, shielding, and isolating can make us feel as if we've lost our access to community. And we really miss being able to speak face to face, to shake hands or hug our friends. And those losses, those physical losses, are real, and for some, very painful. But we can, in this time, build each other up. We can support and sustain our sense and experience of community, and we can reach out to others very simply by listening well. Last week, Andy, Chris, and James shared their experience of talking to people about Jesus and the gospel. And all of them talked about listening to others first, hearing their stories and valuing their experiences. It's this genuine listening that builds up relationships to the point where we can share our own experiences too. The writer of the Proverbs said this: "To answer before listening is folly and shame. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions." I love listening to people. That's why God called me into this role, I think. But I've had to learn how to do it, and sometimes it takes a real effort to listen well. But it's worth it. My son would tell you that I don't always listen so well, and he notices. But when I conduct a funeral, people sometimes tell me that it feels like I knew their loved one really well, or that I've captured the essence of who they are. I think they know that I've heard what they've told me about the person, and I've tried to reflect that in the words that I've used, often using their own words where I can. And this makes a hard experience slightly easier to bear. So listening well helps me to build relationships and rapport quickly with people. Listening is actually the first thing that we can do to show love for anyone. This week, I've been thinking particularly about how we can support those around us who've been bereaved or suffered other significant losses. That might be the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship, the loss of a sense of security. And a webinar that I heard suggested that we all have a part to play in listening to those who are experiencing loss. Not just those of us in ministry full time or noticed by others, but all of us can support and help. The simple steps they suggested were contact, listen, and bless. Contact. Let the person know that you are there. Give them a call. Send them a card. Listen. Don't offer answers. You're probably not qualified to do so, and they won't want to hear what you think. Bless. Send a card. Give practical help. Make a meal. There's more on this in a video. I'm going to share the link for that tomorrow in an email. David Plowman listens to people as he volunteers with the Samaritans. Let's hear what he says.
I've been a Samaritans volunteer now for about 20 years, and I'm constantly amazed about the power of listening. In Samaritans, we don't actually give any advice. We just listen. And people often think that's such a passive thing to do. But it's just amazing how during a conversation with somebody, perhaps for 40 minutes or an hour, how at the end of the conversation they say, well, thank you so much for listening to me, and thank you for helping me, and thank you for giving me all that advice. And actually, during that time, we really hardly said anything, just made a few comments here and there, just asked some open questions. And somehow that releases people. That just gives people that opportunity to talk about really difficult situations. And it helps. I don't understand why. It's just like releasing a pressure valve, and people just feel better having explained their situation and how they cope. So it sounds incredibly passive, but actually it is one of the most powerful tools that you can have.
Listening in this time of separation is, I think, more important than ever. The way we listen will strengthen or weaken our relationships in every sphere. We need to listen to the people we're with all the time, if we're cooped up together. We need to listen to family and friends online, in telephone calls, or perhaps in some of those precious moments outside in the park, 2 metres apart. We need to be able to sustain our concentration when listening to others in endless online meetings at work or in groups. We need to stay zoomed in, not zoned out. So, how can we listen to the people around us? Well, I was trying to think of a way to make this easier to remember, and I decided that I would use my hand again. You might remember we've used this for prayers sometimes, but let's use it for listening. So let's start with our thumbs. So the first thing we have to do is pay attention. It's a conscious decision to give your time and attention. And when you do a thumbs up, you fold the other fingers out of the way. Perhaps they're the distractions that might pull our attention elsewhere. So try to create an environment that will help you to listen. Put your phone down, unless you're on it. Turn towards the person you're talking to. Get on their level if they're little ones. And if you're online or on the phone, don't try to do anything else at the same time. The person on the other end will be able to tell. Pay attention. Our pointer fingers, first finger. We use these to show something to someone or to keep our place when we're reading. So show that you are listening. Smile, nod, make encouraging noises. Let them know that you're focusing on them alone. It's harder when we're not in the same space physically to pick up on visual and physical clues. Body language. But that just means that we need to work a little harder to show we're listening. Encouraging someone to keep going without interrupting them. Make sure that you're keeping your place in the conversation as well, and that the other person can feel that attention too. Our middle finger is about asking open questions or providing feedback. Children put their hands up in class to ask a question, or maybe you have to put your hand up in a Zoom meeting. Check that you're understanding what the other person is saying. Are you hearing the most important thing they're trying to say? If you can, reflect back to them what they've just said, perhaps use their own words or paraphrase. Ask for clarification if you're not sure. Then the fourth thing to do is to defer judgment, to honour their point of view. Our ring fingers are very much symbolic of what's in our heart. They used to think there was a direct connection between your fourth finger and your heart. So try to hear what's on the other person's heart. Try and understand what's making them tick without judging or comparing. And then finally, the little finger. Respond appropriately, with humility. Be honest and open and respectful of their opinion, even if you don't agree. Don't shoot them down or squash them. Be delicate. Treat what they've said with respect. Remember, if you're going to share your thoughts, to begin with, I feel, I think, my experience has been. Sometimes if you've had a complicated conversation with someone, it's worth checking with them what the most important thing is in their mind at the end of it. If they're facing a difficult situation, it might be helpful to ask them if there's one small thing that they feel they could do to begin to tackle it. Now, I think that if you use all these skills, paying attention, showing that you're listening, asking open questions and providing feedback, deferring judgment, honouring their point of view, and responding appropriately with humility, that you'll probably end up with a good grasp of what the other person is trying to say. Let's hear from Neil, excuse me, let's hear from Neil Hutchison what being listened to has meant to him.
How listening helped me with a rare disease and the difference it has made. When I was diagnosed with ocular melanoma in 2018 and given a difficult future prognosis, being listened to greatly helped me. Being heard is an innate human need, and at this difficult time it reduced my stress and worry. Being listened to and sharing my thoughts also helped me understand my own emotions. This action of being heard increased my connections and relationships with others as well. Over time, I noticed this creating a virtuous circle as I became a better listener for others, having better empathy and sharing hopes, ideas and dreams. Now, I make a point of listening and sharing stories. You must remember, listening is free, but I feel to be a good listener, you should listen to yourself first. I practice listening to myself every day through quiet prayer and meditation.
If you feel that you've heard something from God for the person you've been listening to, be very careful before you share it. Think about it, pray about it, and unless you're absolutely sure, keep it for the moment. You can always offer it later. I also try to pray with people at the end of a pastoral conversation. It doesn't have to be complicated or long, but it's usually really appreciated as I give thanks for them, for the people they love or who they're struggling with. And I ask God to help them as they walk with him and listen for his voice and bless them. I think sometimes that's the moment in a conversation that people really know they've been heard. And it's also the moment that helps them to connect being heard with the fact that God hears them too. Tomorrow I'm going to send an email out to the church with a couple of suggestions, things you might try as you listen to other people, and links to some useful resources, and that video about listening to people who have experienced loss. Let's pray as we finish. Father, we thank you that you hear us, that you pay attention to us, that you love us and understand us. Thank you that you want us to grow, to mature, and to reach out, but that you always start from where we are. Help us to know that you hear us, and help us to listen to those around us, we pray. Amen.